Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
The NRL has launched its third salary cap.
So is that if you're too fat, you can't play? Is that like a calorie cap? So George Rose has been squeezed out.
I like it. Yes, the NRL has launched its third salary cap investigation in as many months after receiving information that Parramatta prop Darcy Lussick bought a $600,000 apartment from a company connected to the family of corrupt ex-Labor MP Eddie Obeid. Maddie, can you give us any more information on that?
No, I really can't. From the fact that a year earlier, the apartment was purchased by the Obeids for $630,000. So, I mean, on the scale of if there is any Scaldoga, it's on the minor scale.
Yes, that's a $30,000 discount because he's a marquee player to go to Para.
Yeah,
that's not a big
look, at the end of the day, it makes you question that if I was a massive fan of the Gold Coast Titans, for instance, and all of a sudden I bought a house as a business deal for $740,000, and I just love Greg Bird so much that I gave it to him for $680,000 and said, that's what it owes me or whatever. I have to look into the ins and outs of the salary cap, but it's not what you call a massive breach. Yeah, a massive breach. The big thing here is the word the Obeids. That's why it's become a big story, because it's been linked to Eddie Obeid and whatnot, and everything's been going on with the Obeid family. It's also come out that the Obeid family tried to get a seat on the South Sydney Rabbitohs, which they weren't able to do. But there is a lot going on at the moment. The bigger one is the Brisbane Broncos.
That's what I want to ask you about, mate. What is happening up there at the Brisbane Broncos?
Well, they're having a look at the taxes being paid by a certain amount of players up there and what's going on. As I have stated once before, there is a book coming out very, very soon by an award-winning journalist on the life of a mining magnate. Now, this guy was the guy who basically set up the thoroughbreds in Brisbane. And the
thoroughbreds were a whole lot of really powerful businessmen in Brisbane who backed the Broncos.
And this billionaire mining magnate died in the Congo in a plane accident. And what's happened is they've linked back that, you know, basically the family handed over to the journalist the diaries and the computer so he'd do the book. And as has come, the guy's name's Ken Talbot, and as has come out, he's gone and looked at all this stuff. And there has been talk that it does implicate the Broncos into a couple of dicey situations. Whether that's true or not, I'm not exactly sure. We're going to wait till the book to come out. But they're being investigated by ISIC at the moment about salary cap breaches, because they are a publicly listed company, the Brisbane Broncos. So there is very possibly that could get quite ugly.
Andrew G, he was the boss. He's walked away, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's walked away. But I do know that the Integrity Commission of the NRL want to talk to Anthony Milford, by all reports, and a couple of their new signings. Okay. They want to speak to the Broncos, so there must be something there. At what scale exactly, I don't know, Gus.
Okay, Matty, let me put you on the line. Is every single club in the NRL in some way over the top of the cap?
If you said to me, back your life on it, Matty, is there any club in the league that's not being a little bit tricky with their salary cap? Is there anyone?
That's right.
I'd say no. It's just to what degree, Gus, you know, and how well they can do it, how well they can hide it. I mean, the people that have been caught before.
Grey areas.
But people that have been caught before by the NRL haven't actually been caught by the NRL. It has been basically someone from in-house that's dobbed them in.
Yes.
Whistleblowers. So in the case of the Melbourne Storm, it was a player manager who blew the whistle on them, and then they found that the hidden room and the hidden files and all this sort of stuff in the Brisbane Broncos, the Canterbury Bankstown one. It was an old sponsor who basically become disgruntled with the club over a development of the Leeds club, the Oasis project. So really, it is very, very, very difficult to actually find clubs that are doing the wrong thing unless someone within the realms of the organization becomes disgruntled and wants to blow the whistle.
Yeah, interesting.